Welcome to the new Games First podcast. Today is August 19th. I'm Val Townsend, the Atomic Goddess, and I'll be your host for weekly wrap-up of the latest in gaming news, reviews, and previews from GamesFirst.com. Kicking off our news this week is the Games First site relaunch. We've been working hard in our caves to bring you an enhanced GF experience. We think you'll agree that bigger screenshots, enhanced site indexing, and a brand new graphic design makes a huge difference for the site. And we're proud to be 100% seizure-causing advertisement-free. It feels like a rebirth of the site for us, and it's got us all hopped up on the power and glory. So let's get right into the news. Topping the news this week is the Xbox 360 price announcement. As expected, Microsoft is offering two versions of the Xbox 360 at launch. A $300 version will come with the console and a single wired controller. The $400 version comes with the console, a wireless controller, and a detachable 20GB hard drive. Microsoft also announced the price points for other add-ons. A wireless controller alone will cost $50. The hard drive will cost $100. If purchased separately, the Xbox 360 communicator headsets will go for $20, and custom faceplates will also cost $20 each. In other hardware news, Nintendo announced the release date and price for the Game Boy Micro. The highly fashionable Micro will launch on September 19th at a price of $99. It will play all Game Boy Advance games, and will come in two colors initially, black and silver. Each unit will also come with two custom faceplates in the box, and more faceplates are expected to be available soon after launch. In addition to the Game Boy Micro details, Nintendo also announced a price drop for the Nintendo DS, effective August 21st. The new price will be $129.99, and the drop is set to coincide with the launch of the highly anticipated Nintendogs, a pet simulator that has been incredibly popular in Japan. Of course, not all is well for Nintendo files this week. The company announced that Zelda Twilight Princess would not make its release date this fall and has been pushed back to spring of 2006. Zelda fans will have an extra 6 months or so to work out their new Twilight Princess cosplay outfits. Our own George has taken it hard, and the only way we could get him to quit complaining about the delay to his imaginary friend Tingle was to post a bunch of newly released high-resolution screenshots on GF for download. This week in reviews, Blaine takes on Dungeon Siege 2, out now for PC. Although it feels a little dated graphically, it still packs some action RPG punch. The storyline really pulls gamers along, and the gameplay is deep and satisfying. Of course, to get to the awesomeness, you'll have to slog through a slow beginning and deal with some minor camera issues in the combat. But the thing that really irks our badassness is that you must play through the game the first time on the easy setting before you can ratchet up the difficulty. Forced easy mode is for wimps. Regardless of its small problems, Dungeon Siege 2 is a great game, and we give it a 4 out of 5 stars. At the other end of the spectrum is Dragon Ball Z Sagas, which is out now for PlayStation 2, Xbox, and GameCube. Blaine got to experience the glory and the pain for us, and brought back the complete review. The destructible environments and cool cartoon graphics in DBZ Sagas are great, but there are so many gameplay issues in this one that only the most sugar-fueled 6-year-olds will be able to stand playing it. The camera moves as if it were taped to the back of a drunken fruit fly. And for a game based on a cartoon, based on pretty much nothing but fighting, the combat system here is just plain bad. We've rarely seen power levels so low, so we give Dragon Ball Z Sagas a 2 out of 5 stars. To finish things out on the review front, Lori has tackled the revamped bodiness that is Conker Live and Reloaded for Xbox. The legendary development house Rare reworked Conker's Bad Fur Day, originally released for Nintendo 64, and mainly added in a lot more multiplayer features. The raunchy humor is still present in spades. Have you ever battled a singing boss made of poo? And the film parodies of classic scenes from Saving Private Ryan and The Matrix are still hilarious. The voices are well done, and the multiplayer features are much better this time out. If you haven't played Conker's Bad Fur Day, then Conker Live and Reloaded is definitely one you don't want to miss. But if you spent hours and hours in the 90s blowing up evil teddy bears and wooing sexy squirrels, then you won't find much in Conker Live and Reloaded to dig into. Still, the nostalgia and humor get us where it counts, so we give Conker Live and Reloaded a 4 out of 5 stars. Moving from games that are out to games that are coming, GF just got word of new beta tests opening for the Battle of Orion's Belt, which is a strategic space shooter for mobile phones that supports online multiplayer. Deathmatch and cooperative team play modes are available, and beta testers will be selected from the users who sign up at the Cellufan website. Cellufan is producing several new mobile games this year and are pursuing a unique independent distribution program that will allow gamers on a wide variety of mobile phone networks to download and play together. To further entice users to check out their games, CellUFun plans to give away the single-player versions for free and will charge a modest subscription fee to unlock online multiplayer features. More details about CellUFun, the battle for Orion's Belt, and signing up to be a beta tester is available in our full article on GamesFirst.com. And that about does it for us here at GF. I'm Val Townsend, and those are your weekly highlights. Remember, there's always more posted every day at www.GamesFirst.com. Load us up in your browser the next time you're online, and we'll keep the coffee hot for you.